Closing the Broadband Divide. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Rural areas are by far more impacted by lack of broadband access than urban areas.
For some time now, many of us have enjoyed and even taken for granted the broadband access we have in Tennessee, but that's not the case for thousands of our state's residents. Crystal Ivey is the state's broadband director.
According to the FCC, about 500,000 Tennesseans that lack adequate broadband access, you know, that lack the speeds that we kind of all take for granted and just assume that everyone has at home.
Crystal Ivey says since the General Assembly enacted new legislation in 2017 to further deploy broadband access, many Tennesseans have benefited, but there's still a long way to go. And the pandemic has helped to heighten awareness of that need.
We knew it was important before, but now we have students trying to talk to their teachers and do their homework online, you know, at home as well.
To date, the Department of Economic and Community Development is now entering its fourth year in awarding grants for broadband to be expanded in underserved areas. And those totaled around $45 million, benefiting some 60,000 Tennesseans. And recently, the governor announced an additional $61 million from the state's Coronavirus Relief Fund allotment.
The governor really doubled down by using a portion of the CARES Act funding that the state had received. We've awarded those to about 62 projects across the state that are underway right now. Construction is happening, and hopefully those folks will get broadband in the very near future.
It's still a long process to close those hard-to-get-to areas for broadband, but Ivy says with state and federal grants available, hopefully that day will come sooner rather than later.
It's definitely a group effort. It's a very expensive venture, and it can take a lot of time, but a lot of different folks working together on the state level and the federal level are realizing how important it is for communities to have access to this infrastructure.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.